Blog Talk Radio.
Sound of this voice, you are on PSM Live, Prophetic Perspective. Oh yeah, with myself, Pastor Lawrence Landon Jr. and the Prophet Michael Shakespeare. Who's going to be my co-host today? I just told him that about 1 second ago. He's the co-host today. Let me see if he's on. Hey, Prophet, how you doing today, sir? Are you on? Oh, my co-host ain't on yet. God bless you today. We're going to have a great show in the Lord today. We got so many things to talk about. We're going to talk about this gathering today. We're talking about the gathering. I know it's already lighting up. Just a second. 248. Area code 248. Who I'm talking with? Area code 248. 809. Oh, I don't know who that is. There's another one lit up here. Area code 773.
This is your brother, Pastor McGee.
Oh, boy. Hey, hold on for 1 second. I wonder if this is the prophet. This might be his home phone. Area code 248-809. Well, Pastor McGee, how you doing today? We wait for prophet to get on here. He's kind of mad at me right now because I told him he's going to be the co-host today. Yes, he's going to be the co-host today, people of God, because I'm telling you, we're going to have a special show. We're going to talk about the gathering. Not only that, we're going to, as a matter of fact, I'm decreeing and declaring this is We Love You Prophet Shakespeare Day on this show today, period. We're going to have people calling in, pouring in love to my daddy in the ministry. We're going to give him all the love we can give him. We're going to talk about the gathering, but we want to refill him with nothing but love, 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 love. He celebrated his 37th year anniversary in the ministry by blessing us with the prophetic gathering. Y'all hear me? I know everybody who was able to go to that thing was just totally blessed. And he poured out, he gave out everything. It's time for us to give back and pour out into him. You feel what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying, brother?
Yes, I do. I want to be the first to pour right back into my dad who has poured in me as his son and letting him know how much I love him, how much I appreciate him, and how much what he has already imparted into his son, me. I want to pour back into my dad to let him know that the best is yet to come, more for him. I see him going to all other countries like never before, and it's just a great thing that what he has done in the people's lives, and those who have not called in, who has not said anything, need to call in and say how much they appreciate you. So from a son to a dad, I love you, and I want you to know that, Dad, you are the best spiritual dad that the world should ever know about, because greatness is all around you. You make sure that greatness falls from off of your beard onto your sons and daughters.
Woo-wee! We're getting this thing started. I felt that, brother. You did it. I'm telling you. This is what it's going to be all about. We're pouring love to the prophet. Love to the prophet. Love to the prophet. For those 37 years of ministry he's given to the world, and for giving his life to us as sons and daughters and people, man, the awesome man of God, sacrificed.
Yes.
Nobody knows what sacrifice he made for this conference, what he did for this. Oh, man, he gave his all and then some. He went over and above, and God blessed him for doing it, but he ain't done blessing you, Uncle Papa Prophet Shake, not yet, not ever. It's on today. We're pouring love to you. This is a love fest for you. This is a pour into you love fest. Amen.
Yes.
Man, Pastor McGee, I'm just excited. We're going to do what we're supposed to do. We're going to get into prayer. We're going to do all that. But most of all, we're going to pour some love out to him like never before. I wish I knew if this number, this ain't 248, area code 248. It's off the line. Okay. Area code 248-469. Who are we talking with?
This Brett. Hey,
stay on the line. We gonna do this thing, Brett.
Hallelujah. Pastor London, Pastor McGee. Good morning. Good afternoon to you
good
all.
Morning.
I'm excited. I woke up with the same spirit today, just to pour out into prophet. I as well know the sacrifice that he has made for us, man, and how he has blessed our life. He has blessed our life from California to Detroit. I just want to tell him I love him, man. I'm so thankful for his constant, unchanging hand, man, his wisdom, his guidance, man, his prayers. I know he's praying for our family. And I just want to say I love you, Prophet, man. I appreciate you so much. My life has changed over the last 3.5 years since I've been connected to him. And thank you for being my spiritual father and my covering, man. I love you. And I'm only looking for a higher level, man. I wish everybody could have made it to the gathering and been able to participate and sow seeds that the sacrifice that he has made for us, man. Only us that are really connected and close know exactly the sacrifice that he has made. And I just praise God for his life, man. I pray that it was life. And I know everybody that was in there, man, that was in the, around that sanctuary and that altar, man, felt the power and the healing, deliverance, the anointing flowing, man. I'm telling you, our roles as intercessors, our roles as leaders, man, connected to prophet, and we're only going higher, such a high level, man. I just want to stand in agreement with you all today, man, and knowing that we are going to a higher level. We love you today, Papa. We love you, man.
Oh,
we love you.
We love a big time. Let me see if this something. This might be a area code 248.
Hey,
eight,
man.
Nine, eight, who is this? 248?
Yeah, this is me.
This is my co-host today. This is Robin Shakespeare. My co-host is here. He finally made his entrance here, but we really are – all, we are just excited about today. I declare this today. We love Prophet Shakespeare Day. We want to pour love into the man of God for everything that he has done, everything that he is doing, for all the sacrifice that has been made, and for giving himself for 37 years, 37 years of ministry, and topping that out, not just by, you know, sitting back and letting people bring gifts to him, but he gave us the gift of the gathering. He poured out 60 days of fasting and praying. He wanted the Lord to be there. The Lord was there, and he poured out everything he had, everything he could give, everywhere, in every way, emotionally, spiritually, financially. He poured out, but it's now it's time for us as people of God to pour that love back in. You feel me, bro?
I feel you. Yes, God. Thank you. Yes, hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh, yeah. We got somebody else on here. We're going to bust it. Area code 313-579. Who are we talking with?
This is Charla Johnson.
Charla, how you doing, dear?
Blessed.
Amen. You want to say something to the prophet?
Yes, I do. I want to say I thank God for you. You're an awesome blessing in my life and in the body of Christ. From 1995 until now, you've been consistently the same, an awesome blessing. I came expecting some things, and God exceeded my expectations. I got what I came for and more. It was such a blessing, and I'll never miss another one. And I thank God for you, and I pray increase and abundance, overflow in your life, that you lack nothing.
Oh, my God.
For being
bless
such
you.
A blessing to the body of Christ.
Bless you, Shalom. Bless you.
Amen. Amen. This is what it's all about, man. We're going to go into prayer. And after prayer, I'm going to definitely deal with my ass, but I'm going to give my personal I love yous all day. I'm going to give my personal stories and how he was a blessing to me all day long. And I'm talking about this is just one day, but this is going on all week. I don't care what it is. We're going to pour into the man of God, and we're going to bless his life with more than he can bear. I don't even want him talking if he don't want to. I want him to bask in the love of the people and the lives that he's touched, because he needs to hear this. He needs to feel this. And the Lord wants it done. The Lord woke me up, said, "You have a love fest for my man." And I said, "I'm going to do it, Lord." I was up since 6, just waiting for 12, because I wanted to make sure we pour it into the man of God. How you doing today, Papa Prophet Shake?
Oh, I'm trying to recover. This is good. This is good. You know, my voice is so tender and everything, but I'm hanging in here, man. I clothes is everywhere, boxes everywhere, but they're gonna be there for a minute. I'm just basking in the glory and just taking it easy, trying to take it easy today. I'm glad it's a holiday.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Oh.
And I thank you all so much. I do, Pastor Lanay, I heard you. I heard your tribute, and then to my son Brett, I heard both of you all from start to finish. I just couldn't get to the phone while you all were doing it. I had an episode in the kitchen that I had to take care of. But I did hear tributes. I just want you all to know that. And then again, thank you, Pastor London. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I hear you. I feel you. I know when things are going in a way where you just need that. It's like people got to listen to me. One day, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, Uncle Jay called me and said, "Man, when are you going to host the show, and I'll be the co and I could be the co-host. And I laughed at him and everything, and I said, man, this is your show, blah, blah, blah. But I, man, about 3 a.m, the Holy Spirit woke me up and said, host the show and make him your co-host. I want him to be filled with love today. I said, well, you got it, Lord. We're going to make this a love fest for Prophet, your son, Prophet Michael Shakespeare. And he revealed a lot of things to me and took me down memory lane. And I'm telling you, there is none like you, Shake. There is none like you, Uncle Shake.
You know, Lawrence, it's like funny, because I was in prayer on my face. I mean, I got down on my knees and on my face this morning. And I was praying, and I was telling the Lord, thank you for all that he had done and what have you. And when the Lord started speaking to me, when he replied to my prayer, the last thing that he said to me was, I love you, son. And now I see why he said it.
Amen. Amen. We're going to probably get a lot of people calling in, pouring in love. I know we're going to get a lot of people pouring in love to you. But I just felt in my spirit, we're going to tag team pray on you. We're going to tag team pray. We're going to pray together, tag team. You with me, Brother McGee? You still online with me?
I'm still online, Dad.
All right. You still with me, Brett?
I'm here. I'm here.
Hey, y'all, let's tag team pray today. Let's tag team pray. We're going to ask Pastor McGee to start the prayer off, just be led. I'm going to ask Brett to come at the end of second, and then I'm going to come and I'm going to close the prayer out. We're going to have worship and prayer. We're praying for those in jail cells and facilities and the sick, the shut-in. We're praying for everybody's ministry. We're praying for lives, for marriages, for the world. We're going to just pray and be led of the Spirit. And we're just going to let Prophet sit back and enjoy. And most of all, we're praying for PSM. We're praying for you. We're praying for Prophet Michael Shake. We're praying for my Uncle Shake. We're praying for him today. And we're going to go at it today. We're going to have a Holy Ghost party, a love fest for Prophet Michael Shakespeare. Y'all ready to do this, brothers?
Amen.
Yes. Come on and take heaven. Hey, wherever you are, in your office, in your car, you might be in school somewhere trying to sneak or listen in. Hey, you're going to feel the presence today. We're going to do some things. But three men, great, come together, and we're going to go holy boldness to the throne of grace and seal some things in the Lord. We're going to do it now, and we're going to let Pastor McGee get us started off. You ready for me, brother?
Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we say thank you. We glorify you. We exalt you. We exalt you, Lord.
Yes.
We lift up our hands to say thank you.
Thank you,
and we just glorify you. We bow before you, God, because you are our master and our king. And we sit at your throne, Lord, because we want you to enthrone us with your presence like never before. But God, I pray and I lift up my spiritual father, who you have placed into my life as never before, and called your son to go to another dimension. I lift up Prophet Michael Shakespeare to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus, out of Luke 3:16, that you will baptize him even more with the fire, and that if every time he opens his mouth, the fire of the Lord will come out of his mouth and cause them that are not saved to be consumed with the fire, and cause them to come back to you, God. We thank you, God, that sons and daughters, as they begin to pray for him, God, will feel the same anointing that came down from Aaron's beard, but onto his beard, and drops down upon us. We thank you right now, God, that you're going to do exceedingly abundantly all we could ever ask for, think according to the power that works within us.
Yeah.
We thank you right now that every place that his feet shall tread upon, it is his right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that he has poured out himself, God. Now, give him the desires of his heart, God, that you would give him the building that he's been asking for, God. And Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God, that he only had to have a down payment right now in the name of Jesus, because you're going to give it to him with the keys in his hand. He's going to have every key that he can unlock every door just to get that he needs in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you right now.
Thank you.
We glorify you. We exalt you, God. We thank you for the love that he has in his heart. That he has for your people, God. Now let that love be spread abroad, God. That all that comes back and just give unto his hands and give unto his ministry and give unto his life. In the name of Jesus, we say thank you.
Thank you, Father.
For the worship experience that he has in his life, that he has downloaded into his sons and his daughters to get you to the presence of you, God. Now we say thank you.
Yes.
And we can enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We're going to be thankful like never before. We thank you for a spiritual man of God like this, God, that has always given of himself. Now allow us to give unto him.
Yes. Yes,
God. Don't let anyone suffer in that giving as they give unto him.
Yes,
give it back to him, God, like never before.
Yes,
give it to him, God. Press down, shake it together. Let it be run over in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Shall men give unto their bosoms, God? We thank you that men are going to come from far and wide and just come and bless him and give unto him.
Yes.
We speak it into the atmosphere right now.
Right now, God. Right
no
now, God.
No weapon formed against him shall ever prosper.
Hallelujah.
And every word that is negative, we send it back to the sender. And we thank you right now that every word that he has spoken into the people's lives has come to pass.
Yes.
And we say thank you.
Thank you, Father.
You're so gracious and honored, God, to be in his presence because he's been sitting in your presence.
Yes, God.
Yes.
And we say thank you in the name of Jesus because you have put on him the whole armor of God.
Yes.
And we thank you, God, that he's sitting right now on the high place with you, God. Now, God, you said in your word, for they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall run with wings as an eagle, God. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk in the faith. And we thank you that the spirit of refreshing will come upon him like never before.
Yes.
Give you glory.
Let
his wings be spotted high. Let the sword beyond every circumstance that comes his way. And we put down every rock that tries to block him. And we break it in the name of Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus. Every place that he goes, he will have favor. He will have favor. He will have favor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We thank you for this time, Father God. We thank you for this moment, Father God, that you have brought us together, Father God, on 37 years, Father God, of ministry, Father God, for the man of God, Prophet Shakespeare, Father God. And we ask right now, Father, that you come in right now, Father God, and restore and renew him right now, Father God. All that he has poured out, Father God, all that he has given unto us, Father God, in teaching and preaching, Father God, in prayer and sacrifice, Father. And we pray right now, Father God, that you increase him, Father God, like never before, Father God. Heal his vocal cords, Father God. Restore his mind, Father God. Restore his body, Father God. Increase his bank accounts, Father God. Go in right now, Father God, and have your way, Father God, and renew, Father God, all the things, Father God, that he has sacrificed for us as people, Father God. We ask right now, Father God, that you come in right now, Father God, and release, Father God, a double anointing, quadruple anointing, Father God, on his life, Father God, right now, Father. And strengthen him, Father God, to do the work, Father God, to be the leader that he is, Father God. I pray right now, Father God, for his home, Father God. I pray there be no lack in his home right now, Father God. I pray that no bill go unmet, Father God. I pray, Father God, that no finance, Father God, be any lack in his finances, Father God. And I pray increase, deliverance, Father God, in each and every area of his finances, Father God. I ask right now, Father God, that people begin to sow into his bosom, Father God, with expectation, Father God, of a hundredfold blessing, Father God. I pray a hundredfold blessing on Prophet Shakespeare, Father God, and his children, Father God. I ask right now, Father, that you protect his children, Father God. Protect his family, Father God. That you cover him, Father God, with the blood, Father God, of Jesus. And we thank you in advance, Father God. We know it is so. We know, Father God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, Father God. And we decree and declare, Father God, that it's a new season that we walk into, a new season of prosperity, Father God, a new season of increase, Father God, a new season of long life, Father God. And we thank you. We praise your holy name, Father God, for all that you have done for us, Father God. Because, Father, you have released upon us, Father God, the Elijah anointing, Father God, the double mantle, Father God, on our lives. And we thank you, Father God.
Father, man of God, Father. We stand in the gap right now, Father God, and lift up every concern, Father God, that may be facing PSM, Father God. We lift up every intercessor, Father God. We lift up every administrator, Father God. We lift up the sick and the shut-in right now in the name of Jesus right now, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that your healing power right now, Father, go across this world, Father God, and heal the brokenhearted, Father God, and heal the sick, Father God. Heal those who are hurting, Father God. Heal those, Father God, who don't know who to turn to, Father God. Open up the windows of heaven, Father God, and pour out blessings that we will not have room enough to receive it, Father God. And we thank you in advance, Father God, for what you're going to do, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for prophet, Father God, because he is such a mighty man of God, Father God. He seeks your heart, Father God. Father, let us continuously fall in line, Father God, fall in a prophetic protocol, Father God, and stand in order, Father God, in this ministry, Father God. Let us take our rightful places, Father God, in this kingdom, Father God, and lift up the man of God. Surround them like a barrier, Father God. Let them stand out in front like watchmen, Father God, and guarding anything, Father God, that try to attach it to them, Father God. Any spirits we bind right now, Father God, that try to attach to the man of God. Anybody who try to come against them, Father God, we bind any spirit, Father God, any spirit of envy, Father God, any lustful spirit, Father God, any demonic spirit, we bind them right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for your power and your authority, Father God, that you have given us, Father God. You said in your word, Father God, when two or three come together, Father God, anything will be given unto us, Father. You will come and you will make it happen for us, Father God. So we come together, Father God, as men of God, standing strong, Father God, standing strong as men, Father God, surrounding the man of God, surrounding the apostolic prophet, Father God, and then thanking you, Father God, for what is life, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. We glorify your name, Father. We worship you, Father God, because you are so worthy to be praised, Father God. We thank you for your son who died on the cross, Father God. We're all power. We're 3 days later, we're all power, Father God. And we know the 3 days that you have poured into us came with all power. We know the power that you have given us, Father God. And we thank you, Father God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God.
Thank
you for the man of God. We thank you, Father. We love
you,
Father God. We love you, prophet, Father. We love the prophet. We thank you for his life, Father. We thank you for his life, God. We thank you, Father. We glorify your name, God. Oh, God, we worship your name, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, yes, Father. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, yes, Father. Oh, Father. We have prayed, God. Oh, thank you for being so awesome in our lives, God. Thank you for these men who submit themselves in prayer. Oh, God, for your people, for your manservant, God. And here we are, God, before you, loving on you, with our hands uplifted, Father. We're loving on you even now, God, because your love that you poured on us, the love that we can show each other, you said that your manservant bread just prayed that when two or three are gathered together in your name, you are in the midst, God.
Yes.
So we thank you for being in the midst of us right now.
Yes,
we thank
God.
You that these prayers are all more powerful, that everything that's already been prayed and everything that's already been decreed is already done,
God.
Father. We thank
Father,
you right now for healing the sick right now. We thank you right now, God, for what
you're
going to do to PSL right now and from prophet Michael Shakespeare and his life, God. We thank you, God, because
you are
awesome. Even now, we feel this thing by simply saying, God, thank you for being awesome, God. Thank you for being great, God. Thank you for being so loving, God. Thank you for covering us, God. Thank you for being there with us this weekend, God. Thank you for protecting every mode of transportation, God. Thank you for taking care of every family, God. You are awesome. There is none like you. There is none like you, God. So as we go forward in this day, declaring your glory, declaring your victory, and thanking you for all things, we lift up your manservant right now. We pray for you right now, and we thank you right now.
Right now,
the manservant is prayed, we thank you for the building that you're giving to him, that you sold him in the business, that you spoke in his ears and told him that he is. We declare it so that it is his, that it is paid for. It will be placed in his hands. The deed is in his hand right this second. We declare in Jesus' name, we declare that his legacy that he's building for his children, for his spiritual children, the legacy of being the international prophet. We
thank you for standing up, that he will stand before presidents, that he will stand before kings, and they will kneel at his feet because the word of God that comes out of his mouth. We thank you, God, because of his sacrifice, because of all that he has done, that you're going to do even more exceedingly above all that he can ask and he can think, God. And we thank you that all of us connected will get the flow down anointing, that we're going to go across this world, that we're going to change this world. We thank you, God, because we know that this ain't it. This ain't nothing but just a tidbit. The gathering was just a little piece of what you're going to do for us. So now, God, we say, here we are. We're here your servants. And now we want to go higher, God. We want more of you. We won't let you go, God. We're holding on. We're riding together as a spiritual family. We're riding together as one body. We're riding together as a holy priesthood, a holy priesthood, as a, oh God, as a spiritual house right now. We're riding together so your glory can reveal, be revealed all over the world, God.
Hallelujah.
We declare, oh God, you got all of our lives. And we know we ain't seen nothing yet. We hold you. We go from glory to glory. We hold you so we can go from faith to faith. We thank you for every word that was ever spoken. Because this day, this second, this hour, everything comes to pass now.
Right now, God. Thank you.
Right now. We believe it and we stand in it. We are your vessels, God. And we will walk this earth under the authority of our King. We are kings. Oh, God, we love you. We love you. We declare the victory. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Yeshua. Oh, thank you for the new glory that's covered on this page. In the mighty name of Yeshua, you have our lives, God. Take us higher. Give us more of you. Embrace us more, God. Thank you. Oh, God, thank you. In the name of Jesus, we declare
the name
it
of
so.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Oh, let go of me. Oh, you won't let. Never let sing it again. You won't let go of me. Oh, you won't let go of me. Thank you, Lord, but you won't let go of me. Oh, you won't let go. Never let go. Sing it to me. Sing it to your heart.
Man, people of God, I'm telling you, he is an awesome God, awesome God who holds all of our worlds in his hands. Oh, my God, thank you, Pastor McGee. Thank you, Brother Britt, man, for your prayers, man. Thank you, man. It ain't nothing like when men come together and pray to the Lord, man. Oh, man, bless you guys, man. Bless you so much, man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Prophet, you still with us?
Yes, I am, Pastor London. How can I go anywhere with such love being poured out? I'm paralyzed in love.
All right. That's what we're going to keep on paralyzing you in love. We got some more callers. And today, I'm telling you, if you are just tuning in, today I decree and declare this show is a pouring out of love to the Prophet Michael Shakespeare. This is a We Love You, Prophet Michael Shakespeare Day on the show. If you want to call in and pour out love, you got anything you want to say, if you want to talk about how you were blessed at the gathering, whatever it might be, you call in to 646-564-9818. You pour out love on the page. You do anything, whatever you want to do. Let's pour out appreciation to the man of God who sacrificed, people of God, sacrifices life just for these 3 days so that the presence of God will come. And not only that, in 37 years of ministry, this man of God has always kept his love for God and God's people. And we want to show that we appreciate him and we love him. Boy, if you got your studio up, Prophet. These lines are lighting up. They are lighting up. This is going to be an awesome day. It really hit me when we were at Truth Church. I had to get up out of being paralyzed. I was so tired. I didn't even miss a day of sleep. And when we got to the church, we tried to pray for him. I was so weak, and I saw he was weak. And thank God for Sister Bertha Pruitt. Oh, she came in, and she was led to pray, and Prophet said something about how people, he pour out to people, and he bless people, but people don't come back and bless him. It's like, you know, people continue to become blessed and receive the blessings from his life, but they never stop to think that he might want to need a blessing as well. So the Lord woke me up early this morning and said, make sure you have a love vessel on this show for my man servant. And that's what we're doing today. So, boy, this thing is lighting up. Let me just push some of these things and let people get to talking. Area code 708-407. Hello? Area code 708-407. Are you with us? Okay, I'll come back to them. They might have me on mute or something. All right, let's go down. Area code 313-285.
Hey, Pastor London.
Hey, how you doing, sis? Is this my lady, Bertha?
This is your Bertha, Pastor London.
How you doing, woman? I was just talking about how you were led of God to just pray for the prophet, you know, and what happened in the service. But how you doing? I want to tell you, I love you.
I'm still at the mighty God. I just thank God for Prophet Shakespeare. You know that I truly love him. I told him last year that God has placed him in my heart. And I just followed the vision that God had given me. I told him last year, or even this year, one in a dream, that God, I had the vision, and God had me praying for him, and I was saying that I didn't want to pray for him, though he was too tall. But when he came down out of the pulpit yesterday and said, can I sit down? And when I spoke the word, Prophet, you got to sit down because you told me to reach. I knew what I was doing what God has said in obedience to what he has shown me. And I thank God that Prophet Shakespeare has pushed me to a level of confidence in what God has placed in me, because I used to be shame and fearful of what people would say or think. But he kept pressing and he kept pushing, and he pushed me to a level of confidence that I've never had. in the gifting that God has given me and to accept it and to embrace it. And I thank God for the undying love that he has for the people. You don't have many pastors that have that kind of love that will push you into what God wants you to be because they see it in you and they are determined that it's going to come forth. And I just thank God for you, prophet. I love you. And you might be misunderstood by some people, but God is saying, well done, my good and faithful servant. The best is yet to come. What you have ministered and your years of labor, it is not in vain. You're going to walk in the best season of your life that you have ever had. I thank God for you.
Bless you.
I love you. And you know I tell you, you my baby, and you will always be my baby. And I don't want people to misunderstand it, so let me rephrase it. You my baby in Christ because God has given you to me to push you. And I got you covered.
Bless
Every
you.
Every day I got you covered.
Bless
I
you.
I love you. God bless you. And just keep on keeping on.
I love you, Lord. Bless you.
Oh, man. Yeah, we love you. I say, and you keep on, man. I'm telling you, Bertha. It warmed my heart when you was led, and I could just feel your heart while you were praying, and I just looked at you and saw the Spirit working with you, and I just want to say I thank you so much for being who you are, and we thank you for just being such a great woman of God, and for all the growth and all the things you do for PSM and for God's people. I mean, as an intercessor, man, please keep it up and keep going higher. You are awesome. Woman of God. I just want you to know that. And I love you. We love you.
Thank you. I love you too.
Amen. We're going to keep this moving. Because there's a lot. I don't want nobody to hold too long. Let's see. Area code 773-544.
That's still me. I got disconnected, but I'm back.
Okay. All right. I got you.
I love you, Dad. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Yeah,
I love
you,
man.
Yeah, I don't think he was on when you was giving your tribute. Go ahead and get him. Go ahead and get him. We start off the show with Pastor McGee. Go get him. Get him.
Dad, I love you so much for all the, since you've been in my life, you have made my life such a difference. And when you gave correction to my life, when you gave what I needed in my life to go to the next dimension, not only as a pastor, but go on further, and showed me the greatness that was in my life when others did not see it. And I just really, thank you so much for really giving yourself to me and showing me what a real dad is like in the spirit realm. And I just thank you so much for giving your all to me and helping me and putting me in the place where I need to be, that the people of God may see the glory of God in my life and not see other things. And I just thank you so much for giving yourself to me, even when I don't call a lot of times, but I know that you be praying for me, and I know it because I can feel it. And I just say thank you so much for putting me to the place where I need to be, that the people of God may see the glory of God in my life and not see other things. And so I say thank you so much, Dad, and your son is always going to be here for you no matter what. Even if I have to walk to get to Detroit, if I can't get away and my dad calls me, I'm coming. Because that's
bless
how much you mean. That's how much you mean to me.
Bless you, man. Oh. Bless you. Love you. Love you, Pastor. Love you, man. Love you.
Yes, yes.
Wow.
Man, no, that's awesome. Love. Awesome, man. Hey, we're going to keep it moving. You got me. You got me welling up over here, brother McGee, my big brother. Hey, man, I got, was it Bertha? 313-468. I pushed this. 313-468.
Yes, amen. Hi, Pastor London. How are you?
Good. How you doing, dear?
I'm all right. This is Lisa.
Lisa, oh. How you doing? Oh, God, yes. Yes.
Oh, my Lisa, my Lisa.
I don't get a chance to call in much, but I did get a phone call because sometimes I don't get a chance to always listen in. But, of course, Bertha called me and told me this is decree from Love on Pastor Shakespeare Day, and I could not let this day go by without me calling in to, you know, put in my bid and how much I love Prophet Shakespeare, I'm sorry, But I just wanted to tell Prophet Shakespeare, you know that I love you. I love you with all my heart, with all my soul. I have known Prophet for over 20 years.
Don't tell it. Don't tell it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's been a long
you know,
time.
I have, yes, it has. And I have, when he first sent me the request to be a part of the ministry page, I became a part, and we started out in our Revelations class, and my kids were getting a lot out of it because they would participate at first. And then he asked me to be a administrator on the page. And in my mind, I was going, what do you want me to be an administrator for? What can I do? I had always been the type that even if I knew God was telling me to do something or God was showing me something, because of fear of rejection, I would never say anything. I would never do anything. And I would watch so much come to pass that I knew the Lord was telling me or I knew the Lord was showing me. And I would get to the point where a lot of times I had to suffer. I mean, I suffered a lot because of the things that I would not do and I would not move when the Lord told me to move. But since I've been under Prophet Shakespeare just in PSM, he has brought out in me, like last year at the gathering, he told me, Lisa, you have to start doing what God tells you to do. You
yes.
have to start saying what God tells you to say. And I admit, I still don't always do it, but I have come so much farther.
Praise
just
God.
In that time that I have been under him, and I've gotten a lot more confident than I used to be. And I praise God even for that. There's a confidence in me now. I don't mind getting up. I'll get up. I'll pray. I'll lay hands on you in a minute now. I'll tell you what thus saith the Lord. And then if I'm not really sure, I shut up until I'm really sure that it is God, because I'm just that type of person. I'm going to make sure it's God before I say something to you and make sure that it's not Lisa. But I just wanted to tell you that I love you, that I thank God for you, and I thank God for the growth in me just because you have helped me, believe it or not, more than you know. You have really helped me more than you know to get to the point where I am now.
Lisa, you know I love my Lisa, my Lisa, my Lisa. Hallelujah. Bless you, daughter. Thank you
thank
so
you.
Much.
Amen.
So much. Love feels so good. It really does. It really,
yes,
really
it does. It's
bless
nothing
you.
Like love.
Bless
you. Nothing like love. Amen. Thank you, Lisa, for pouring out
yeah.
that love. You could feel it coming through the lines. That's good. It's awesome. It's awesome. And if you're just tuning into the show, the call-in number is 646-564-9818. Today is We Love You, Prophet Shakespeare Day. Pour out some love. If you don't have money, you got love, you got more than money can buy. It is nothing like pure love. And we're going down the line. This is your time to pour out love. We want the man of God to know without a shadow of a doubt that he has just been a blessing to all of our lives. I'm going to keep pushing. I got area code 708407.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
How are
Hello.
You, Pastor London?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful this morning.
Hey, I know who that is.
I just wanted to get on here, and I just wanted to tell Prophet.
Well, just a second. You got to tell everybody who you are. Everybody don't know
okay.
your voice.
Good morning.
For Pastor London, this is Pumpkin.
Yeah,
and
I know who you are.
This
is my Pumpkin. I mess her name up so much, I had to get a nickname. You doing all right, Pumpkin? It was so good
oh,
seeing you
yeah.
at the gathering. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You are such a great woman. That love, man, it just felt like we just combined and just growing as a family, man. That thing just made
yeah.
us just knitted us even more together as a family. So, yeah, what you got to say for the tooth process?
I just want to tell my granddaddy that from the time that I was a little bitty girl when I was bad, I never thought that God would bring us back and reconnect us. in this kind of reconnection in the prophetic. But I thank God that even as he reconnected us from the time that he did, I have grown, I have learned who I am in the prophetic, and I'm still learning, and I'm still learning to accept this because I never thought that I was, but being under his teaching, I just really thank God. I thank God for all that he pours out. I thank God for his sense of humor, and I thank God that God created him as a down-to-earth person that you can talk to, and he don't judge you, but he loves you even in your mess.
Right.
And I just thank God. I love you. I love you all, and I am definitely not going anywhere. You can't push me away.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, oh, Lord, Granddaddy. Oh, Lord.
I was a bad little baby.
Yes, I was a bad little girl. I was. But I'm a bad woman in the spirit
tell
now.
It all, don't tell it all, Lord.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Kid Pumpkin, thank you so much.
Thank you, Pastor. Oh, my goodness. What love, what love, what love.
One more person want to say something, Pastor London.
Okay.
She on my line.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ms. Pastor Gail.
No, this is Sandra.
Sandra!
Oh.
I've been held hostage this weekend.
Oh. Oh, God, how you doing, Sandra?
I'm doing good. I am, you know, since I have been to that conference, I have been wonderfully blessed. You know, this is the very first time that I've ever attended a gathering of this magnitude. The spirit was so high that I'm still bubbling over. When the word says that my cup runneth over, my cup's so full, I need somebody to catch the overflow.
And
I just want to say, Papa, I love you so much. I love you dearly. Words cannot express how I really and truly feel since meeting you. You're such a blessing in my life. You know, God knew before I met you that I needed a daddy, a spiritual father. And I'm so thankful for that he placed you in my life and connected us in such a way that I can't even express how I really feel because there are no words to say that. And I ask and pray that the Lord will continue to bless you, that he will continue to move you forward, that, you know, you will prosper in everything that you do and everything that you touch. I ask that it turns to gold, and I ask that the Lord will just continue to pour out that Isaiah 60 blessing upon your life, that your gates will never close, even while you're sleeping, that your gates shall remain open. And I just say, keep doing what you're doing, because you're a bad man.
Hey.
Oh, wow.
Bless you, girl. Y'all messing me up. Oh, my goodness. Thank you.
Don't cry.
I'm holding up. I'm holding it.
Man, the love fest goes on. The love fest goes on. I'm going to keep repeating it because everybody on this line can push one if they've been blessed by this man of God and just show some love. Even if you just say, I love you, and that's all I can say, you need to press one and show some love to the prophet for anything. If he touched your life for that gathering, anything, for this page, you press one. We're going down the line and letting you speak and pour into Prophet Michael Shakespeare, this great man of God, man. And I'm just going to say before I press another button, I'll never forget. I was sharing with somebody how I will never forget the day I was about 11 years old, 12 years old, and I sat in a room with a bunch of people in it. My dad was in the room, and he grabbed my brother Brandon. He said, you know what, this boy is going places, and he said all these good things about Brandon, and he looked at me, and he pretty much said that I wasn't going nowhere. And there was all these teachers and everything around standing there, and I'll never forget this 20-something-year-old man. My Uncle Shay came, and he put his arms around me and said, y'all wrong. This is the one. This boy is going places. And he never left my side. He never, from that, he was in my life anyway, but from that point on,
He always blessed me in word. I could tell you time after time, I was at the edge of something. If I needed a breakthrough or a word, if I needed understanding, I'm telling you, y'all ain't going to believe some of the things I could tell you that God has done through this man of God in my life. I'm telling you. So I feel everyone that says that he became a father and all that, he covered me from that day on. And I always love him for it. Always, and it always stays singed in my mind that this one man stood up for me. I felt dejected a lot, but I'll never forget how this one man stood up for me and still stands up for me to this day, to this very day. When people wonder why I'm in the city of Detroit, Michigan, and I'm not working in my dad's church, but I'm over there with Uncle Shay, because I will never leave him by. I don't care if he gets down to one member. That one member would be me. And me and him will still say, we're going to take over the world.
Hallelujah.
We're going to do this.
Joke. He's going to take over the world.
That's right. We're going to take over this world. So let's keep this love fest going. I got another caller. I got several callers. We coming down the line. Area code 985. Who we're talking with?
Good morning. This is Elda Margie. How are you doing?
Oh, good. How you doing, ma'am?
I'm Margie.
I'm calling in to tell you, Prophet, that I love you, to tell you, Pastor London. Y'all can keep talking to the people that attended. I love everybody that attended. But there were some of us on our face for you all praying.
I did it.
I'm waiting for next year. But Prophet, you.
Chicago, here we come.
My life has changed. In the fact of how I look at what God does through prayer, I was never sure of who I was because I didn't see a lot of it, but I am also sure now. And nothing, as they say, will turn me around from the love of God, from the word of God, and from the anointing that comes with walking a life that is set apart for God. That's what you imparted into me, gathering or no gathering, you have given me a tool that I now use because it's so powerful, glorying God. And for that, I love you. Thank you.
Bless you. Thank you, Margie. Thank you for your support of the gathering. Margie couldn't come, but she did sow seeds. Praise the Lamb of God. So that others can come. And what have you, and she has just been there, the Lamb of God in spirit with us, and I thank God for that level of support. Margie, you so very much for doing that, and I just looked at my phone, and she even just sent a love gift in today just to say I love the Prophet, and I just want to say thank you. Jocelyn just texted me and said, tell Pastor London, she said she wanted to do this at the gathering, but, you know, we got into so much into overtime. She said, but tell Pastor London he needs to ask for a 37-year seed, either $170, $3, $307, or $37, or something. With 37 in it for the ministry, for pastor, for the prophet. That's what she told me. She just texted me and said, tell pastor. I didn't tell her to say that. She said that's what was in her heart to do at the gathering. And, you know, everybody got sideswiped because Apostle kind of knocked everybody off their feet. The gathering. So I shared that. But Margie, thank you so much for your level of love and your level of support. I really appreciate you.
Thank you so much. And in January.
Elder Margie.
Yes, sir.
I got to tell you this. I know
think you called on Friday. And I think it was on Wednesday you called. Wednesday or Thursday you called the day of the gathering and said you would be in prayer. And I'm telling you, and Uncle Shake could tell you the truth, I fasted and prayed the whole gathering. And I'm telling you, each day I went to that altar, I was thanking God for you and your prayers, because I can definitely feel it. I'm telling you right there publicly that I thank you for sowing the prayers, because we can feel it. And I know God blessed you where you were just because you were touching in prayer and touching in the spirit. And I thank you and love you for just your spirit and who you are, man.
Thank you so much. And, yes, he did. And we were on the phone that night, the prophetic prayer team, and we were on our faces. And when I woke up the next day, that's exactly right, it was the next day. God put us, he put me in a sleep, and I told Sister Denise, I said, I don't know what happened on that line, but we were in prayer for you all so that we could tap in to what was going on in the spirit realm. And I have learned that there is a connection when all hearts are centered around God for the same thing.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, it was awesome. And Pastor London's prayers and you all's prayers connecting. And I know others was praying, but I'm just telling you, it was an awesome, awesome move of God. And, you know, I had planned some things. I still have two messages here I wanted to deliver on Thursday night and Friday night that I didn't get a chance to preach at all. As Denise would say, God hijacked the gathering.
Yeah.
Praise the Lamb of God. And some other things took place. Pastor Richard Brown, our lecturer, turned into a sermon. He just went on, and we just let him go. Praise the Lamb of God. And then, what's his name? The next night, Pastor Myatt went on and on and on and on in his lecture. Then Asia just put the icing on the cake, and I said, hey, let's just flow. Praise the Lamb of God. Wanted to speak into people's lives and what have you. And I just praise God for just such dedication and commitment of those, praise the Lamb of God, that came from near and far to support and help us to create that atmosphere where God was so happy to move among us the way he did. I mean, it was just awesome. The atmosphere was all over the hotel. Even in our fellowships at night, our lunches going out together, a lot of us went out together for lunch and this, that, another. And I didn't forbid anybody. Anybody wanted to go, came. Anybody came upstairs, the door stayed open to where we fellowshipped in the suite. And they came in, we ate, we fellowshipped. It was just awesome. And I thank God for it. I remember I was at a conference, and all of the bishops and stuff was in the back. And one of the guest speakers I knew very well asked me to come in the back with him. So I came in the back with him, and I went into the room with him and everything. And then one of the armor bearers came and told me, the bishop said, you can't be back here. And I told him, well, I didn't just come in here. The man who just finished preaching asked me to come. I'm with him. He brought me in. Well, the bishop said, you can't be in here.
Wow.
I walked out of there, and I said, I will never close my door to somebody like that.
My God. Mm.
Not in a Christian gathering.
My
no.
God.
If it was like, you know, some corporate meeting, but you got, you know, it's just a afterglow of cheese and crackers and chicken wings. Now, what you know, I mean, but I just walked out and went on about my business. But I just said in my heart, I will never do that to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I will never, ever make anybody feel little or small at anything that I give. Like, you don't count. You're not supposed to be.
Yeah.
And at the time, you know, this person is attending your conference and putting money in and everything else just like everybody else is. So mm-hmm. what is the big deal? But so it be. I just felt that in my spirit. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Long mm-hmm. as it's your show, I don't want to take off.
All right, co-host. Yeah, you can talk, co-host. You know, hey, it's our show.
I sign off. Did you notice how his energy came back?
Yeah.
How love poured out for him is strengthening him already.
Yeah, it is. But, all right, I'm feeling better already. Love,
love makes you feel better.
Sound energy.
Oh man, somebody just dropped. I was coming to you 313. You done popped off. Now I'm going to go to 708, area code 708-880. Want to pour some love out to the prophet who we're talking with.
I do. This is Maginese. Good afternoon.
I learned her name. that had to be the Holy Ghost. I learned how to say her name. That's the power was there to do that.
Yes. How are you all doing?
Good. Pour some love at the prophet. Talk to the prophet.
Prophet, I just wanted to say thank you. I personally want to say I love you. I just thank you for everything that you pour out of your spirit upon everybody and the way that you just love everybody. I love you for that. I love your spirit and your willingness to take the time, the personal time that you spend to minister to each of us. I can just say that I have grown leaps and bounds since we have connected, and you've just helped me so much with the things that I see and the things that I hear, and I just thank you because this connection has catapulted me to a place that I never would have imagined. So I just love you so much, and I thank you for the connection. I thank God for your spirit and the love that you have for God's people. That is priceless. Nobody, we can't even really put that into words. We cannot put the way that we feel about you into words. So I'm doing my best. I really don't have a lot of words, but I just want to say I love you and I thank you, and I really appreciate being able to serve with you.
Well, I
bless you.
And I take that full heart because I know you're sincere in what you're saying. I feel your love. And all that you did at the conference was just outstanding. You were everywhere. But being everywhere, you were in place doing what you do best with the gift of helps operating in you. Listening to the Spirit. One time I saw you, you was a greeter. The next time I saw you, you was chief intercessor. The next time I saw you, you was up in the suite serving. The next time I saw you, you was catching people and laying garments on people. You was all to work and you was somewhere everywhere. And I just thank God for that level of a incinerary type of person who can transform and don't feel marginalized because you're not sitting up in the big seats and things of this nature, but you can shift. That's the same spirit that's on Pastor London. He will become anything at any time and do it in a spirit of excellence. He armor bearered me. He transported people from the airport. He prophesied. He laid hands. He worked sound. He worked music. He worked the cameras. He was just everywhere all the time. And up in my suite making sure wasn't nobody up there messing with me. You guys were just top chef. Praise the Lamb of God. Top chef when it comes down to your level of servitude. And I know that you do it because you love God and you do it because you love me. The flip side of that coin is I have to salute all pastors, bishops, and apostles who, the word allow is too strong, but that don't mind someone else having oversight of their members in this ministry, because many of you are members of other churches and this, that, and another. And these pastors and stuff, trust me that I'm not trying to steal their members, neither am I'm trying to rob their members or take their tithes from them and things of this nature. And I just thank God for the love level and the level of understanding that goes across the board. It's just awesome. I love you too, Maggie. I love you guys. You are an awesome team. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you.
Thank Amen. You. And yes. I know we pouring love into profit, but Pastor London, I want to commend you as well. And Pastor McGee, you guys did an awesome job. You did an awesome job. And I just want to thank you all, because none of this, without the team that worked together endlessly day and night, none of this would have been possible. So I thank you. And when you looked at me before you gave me that word, the Holy Ghost arrested me, and I just could not move. I knew you was coming. I knew you was coming before you spoke to me, Pastor London. So I thank you for that. I thank you for that. And I love you guys. I really do.
Love you more, Pastor Denise.
And now on that note, we just wise to salute Jocelyn and Carolyn and who else? Valerie and Lisa and Amanda and James
and Angel.
And, oh my God! I've been on her page already. Praise the Lord! Almost.
And Joe, let's not forget Joe and Tim.
Joe. And I saluted them at church yesterday.
Yeah.
Man, I'm telling you. And then behind the scenes, people like Denise, who wasn't there, Denise Conyers, wasn't there, and kept the call going and everything. And I got the report. I know everybody that was on the call, you know, and it was still a nice number of people that was on the call. And I thank God for that, and those that just prayed for us and for them. So many, I'm probably missing some names. Carolyn Walker, Charlotte Johnson. Boy, I'm telling you, the dream team came together. Praise the Lamb of God. And I didn't have to argue and fuss or fight with anybody. Things ran smooth. The hotel was our only issue, really, in that sound man. But, you know, praise the Lord. We praying for him, too. I'm glad Pastor London gave him a word.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But, you know, other than that, in my eyes, things went accordingly. Praise God. There was no whole lot of static and this, that, and another. Nettie Clark from Truth Christian Assembly and Valerie coming together with the materials at the last minute. Angel went and found the crown and all of that, because the Ark of the Covenant was supposed to be in the room, a replica, but it wasn't there, but it will be there next year. I promise you that. Praise the Lamb of God. If I have to buy one myself, it will be there next year in Chicago. Praise the, my godson, Pierre, has one for me anyway already there. So we will have the Ark of the Covenant there next year as we come to Chicago. People, God, gear up. We're going to start an account. Jocelyn has already talked to me about it, whereas that the people of God can sow into for your room and your registration, like $25 a month. If you do that, the registration and your hotel should be paid for. We can work a good deal with them. Praise God, for $25 a month, we calculated, you know.
Okay.
It may be a little more depending on the rate we get from the hotel, because it's a different hotel. We're trying to see, can we govern something with the Marriott and what have you. It's going to be awesome.
Uncle Shay.
Yes.
I know you're the co-host on the show today, and I told you you could talk, but this is about pouring some love into you right now.
So, you know, we'll get to that later. I want you to keep, because you're getting your, I'm excited because I can feel you getting stronger and stronger and the excitement coming back. But this is about getting poured into. Get some more of this love, sir. I'm going to open up somebody else. Area code 504. Who are we talking with? Let's just keep pouring some love in him before he take over and start going to the next level on us. Area code 504. Who are we talking with? 504-940. It sounds like you're cooking.
Teresa Griffin.
All right.
I didn't want to get on the line at first. I was just going to keep posting and keep saying this. But I just want to just say thank you. I love you. And I'm so emotional right now because you never kicked me off the page. You never put me down. And I just want to thank you for pouring into my life with all your prophecies, with everything you ever said or done in the way you do it. I just want to say I thank you, I appreciate you, and I pray that God never takes his covering off of you because you are truly a prophet from God. And I thank you for that. I just thank you, Pastor London, for all you do for prophets, for everyone connected to him. Stay connected. Prophet, I just feel even more connection that's coming to you because of the way you treat God's people. You're not biased, and you're so loving. I've never had someone that I've never personally met care for women the way you do, God's people, men of God. Just care, you care for everybody. And I just want to say thank you. Keep doing it. I pray that the Spirit stay on you to love. Because we don't have anything if we don't have love, and you have everything you need because you have a lot of love. And I just want to say thank you. And I love you.
I love you, too, and thank you for those words of encouragement. You know, such encouragement has come. Even Pastor London last night, after we went out to eat, and when we were leaving the restaurant, we got up, we was about to leave. There was a man and his family sitting, and I looked at him, and if I knew him, and he looked at me, and unknowing, they were sitting there all that time talking about me and my children. And I said to him, I looked at him, I said, and the first word jumped out of my mouth was, "What did the Lord tell you to tell me?" And he jumped up right in the restaurant and just began to prophesy and lay hands on Angel, Joseph, and myself. Just prophesied to us. And one of the things he told me was, and this guy don't know nothing about PSM or anything, he said, "God caused you to be the father of many sons and daughters, of many sons. He gonna bless all of them that's up under your covering." Now that's one of the outstanding things that he spoke to me. He said, "Of God, I hope you really recognize the anointing that's on your life. God calls you to be father in the spirit realm." He said, "Let me tell you something. God does not like his children calling anybody father, but he's allowing you to walk in that anointing."
Yes. Amen. Well, thank you. You are my spiritual father. I thank you. I thank God for you. And I love you. And I'm going to go now.
I love you, Teresa. Thank you so much for calling in and the kind words. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Oh, wow.
I know you're the host, but I got one issue with you today. I do have an issue. After you hit these callers and stuff, but I got an issue because you let the men pray for me, my sons, but none of my daughters pray for me.
Hey, you know what? The only reason
I think you kind of biased, man, and I want the ladies to put throw you in the garbage can.
The only reason I did that is because we had three men on the line at the same time. Matter of fact, let's do. You're right. That's good. If you're on this line and you want to give prophets some prayer, I don't care what gender, whatever,
not just the love. You could flow in love. You could do anything. You
but I want them to pray for the whole team. I want them to somebody
for the whole team.
Oh, Josh is not feeling well. Some of us, I have issues, and you know the change of climate plus I resist down. So I want them to refuel the whole team, and not I can't help it. I'm sorry, y'all.
I know how you are. Oh, you see
my whole team. I love everybody. So
you know what? I'm gonna definitely do that.
As soon as he breaks down, he's going to call me talking about, I can't talk. So please, pray for all of us.
Yeah, we're going to definitely do that. You're right, too. We're going to definitely do that, sir. We're going to definitely do that. Y'all see what kind of heart this man got. He's going to always think of all of us. We thank you, but we still going to keep pouring love on you in this show. This is where I'm hosted, and we're going to bless everybody today. Area code 313-835.
My name is Brenda.
Brenda, how you doing, Brenda?
I'm fine. Prophet Shakespeare does not know me. I've been to your church, Reverend London, a long time ago, but I'm affiliated through Brett and Stephanie. It was my first time meeting the prophet. I called because I was so blessed. I didn't go to the actual classes, but I was able to come in the evening on Thursday and Friday. And during the healing session, I was able to go up, and I was just touched, so touched. I was sitting there, and Stephanie said, well, Ma, you should go up and let him put the healing cloth on you. And do you know who I am?
Yes, I do. I hear your voice. Yes, I do. I talk with you. Yes, I know who you are.
And I had had a major surgery where they had to take 3 vertebrae off my spine, and I had lost the feeling in my wrist and in my hand. And I went to the surgeon about a month ago, and he told me that I just have to live with not feeling those 3 fingers on my right hand. But after Prophet Shakespeare put the healing cloth on me, well, I don't remember much after that, but when I got up and they set me down in the chair, I could feel my fingers.
Amen. Yes, I remember that testimony. Amen.
I could feel my fingers. But I just wanted to say I had been, after I left there, I went to my nephew's birthday party, which was right there on Evergreen. I didn't drink anything, but I was able to dance like I had never danced before in my life. I had so much fun with my sisters and nephews.
Hallelujah.
What happened to you? Because I've had my hip replaced. I had a bad fall years ago that damaged my neck, my back, and my hip. I danced until I could not dance anymore. I was so filled with the Spirit, and I told him I couldn't even begin to explain what had happened to me.
You're going to make me fucking run outside here, girl. You stop.
But since then, on Friday, I talked with Stephanie and Brett. I was so blessed. Because I never knew anything about this. I didn't know anything about Prophet Shakespeare. I had never been to a conference, but I did tell them, I want to come to the meeting on Thursday night and Friday night. I was so blessed. I'm still feeling my fingers. I'm just overwhelmed. But what I did hear for you was that there is a big shift coming for you, and I keep hearing free and clear. Something you've been praying about for a while, free and clear is what I keep hearing, and a big shift in your ministry, how it's going to be handled, the pressure off of you. I don't have any idea how God is going to do that, but I hear that. But I'm telling you, I was free and clear when I left there Friday. I know that when you're in the capacity you're in, that sometimes you don't always get a testimony, or we don't always know what God is really doing for people, and that's my reason for calling, even though I just met you. It was so profound, and it was so real, and it touched me. I've been so high since Friday. I've spoken to quite a few other pastor friends that I have, just friends, and just being able to talk to them, and this energy is just so beautiful, and I wanted you to know that even in just meeting you, you bless my life bountifully. I enjoyed the service, and I will be coming next year. I know about it now.
So, hallelujah. Bless your heart. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your daughter, and I pray now, Father, that in her body, hallelujah, that healing will continue to flow. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, that every day new strength will come, new grace.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Till she have the full capacity of her hands, of her hips, that all the vertebrates, hallelujah, all discs.
Thank you, Lord.
Will line up to the creative order. I command it, matchless name of Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah. And not only that, Father, that she would become a healer, that her faith and your word, hallelujah, and what has been done, demonstrated in her life, that it'll spill on others. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory of God.
Thank you.
I bless you. Bless you, bless you, bless you.
Bless you, yes. Bless you, bless you, bless you, Mike. God bless you, Brenda. Thank you for those kind words. We love you.
Well, that's just for Prophet Shakespeare to just keep doing what he's doing, because he has changed my life. Something has happened. Something has shifted in me. There are things going to shift in his ministry, but something has shifted in me. And that peace and that grace and that mercy, I feel it. And I just want to thank you for that. And here, I've had no real contact with you through the years. I just met you on Thursday. But you had a great impact on me already. And I just want to say I thank you, and I send my love and my grace. God's grace and mercy continue to bless you. And the shift that you've been praying for in your ministry is here now. And you're free and clear. That's what I hear.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I feel that, too. I feel that. I feel that. Oh, God, I feel that. Woo. Thank you, ma'am. Thank you. Thank you. Area code 708-692, who we're talking with?
Hi, this is Carol.
Carol!
How you doing, Pastor London, Pastor McGee, and Prophet?
Oh, my sissy poo.
Yeah, this is your sissy poo. I know you already know how much I love you and how much your labor of love towards God and God's people is pure. And you continue to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the things of God. I'm one of those that didn't go to work today, too, after the afterglow. I'm supposed to go to work, and I'm like, I'm not able to go to work today, but I'm still feasting off of the entire weekend, even what I thought I may have missed Friday. I sensed that I was still there, that I didn't miss a beat on anything. I enjoyed the camaraderie, the realness, the laughter, and just you being able to be yourself, you know, as a man of God. Being able to relax and be yourself. You know, you don't walk around all super pious and super religious. I mean, you are let go, and you know when the time is to set apart to be among the people and let your head down and have a good time. And we still saved when we get through, because we ain't doing nothing wrong. We just laughing and have a great time in God. And I really enjoyed that this weekend. Endorphins in the body. You know, this is the nurse side of me coming out now, but there are endorphins in the body that are released when you laugh. So I love to laugh, because those endorphins will fight against any attacks of depression or even any attacks of in your body and stuff. There's healing virtue in it.
Thank you.
I thank you for the ministry of the word from each vessel that God used. I love the administrative team that I work with. We flow together well. I thank God for the men and women of God that he has placed in your life to assist you in fulfilling the call of God that is on your life. And I'm praying that you will continue to be steadfast, unmovable, and always abounding in Jesus' name. I love you, man of God.
Bless you. I tell you, this love fest. All right, we're keeping it moving. Area code 614.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Good afternoon, Pastor London.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon, Lily. <It's> Lily.
Oh my God! You guys forgive me because I'm actually in the store, so I can't talk long. But I just wanted to say how truly blessed I feel at being a part of being able to attend the gathering. I attended for me, but I mostly did it for my daughter. There was some stuff going on, and I just felt like she just needed. I didn't know exactly what she was going to get out of it, but I just knew that I needed to make sure that she was there. And from the first night, Thursday evening, when Prophet Brown was speaking, I looked over, and she was just bawling. I mean, tears just running down her face, and I'm like, "Are you okay?" She's like, "Yes, Mommy. I don't know how to explain it, but I just feel something. I just feel different. She said, "I just feel God, and he's all over me." And I was just, praise God. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Like, I just couldn't believe. I mean, she's only 12. And for her to be feeling that way, and every time I turn around, every time we were in, whether it was after the classroom, the Joshua classroom that she was in, every service, she was just crying. And it wasn't because there was anything wrong or she was unhappy. It was just because she just continuously kept feeling the Lord. And I just felt like she needed that. And I just felt like something has changed. There's been a shift in her. From the moment God connected me to Prophet, I remember before I met him, before I came across, before I knew anything about him, I felt like I was wandering around in a dry place. And I was praying to God. I said, "God, okay, you called me to this. Now you have to send me someone because I have no clue what I'm going to do. I don't know anything about this gift. I don't know anything about this calling. I don't want to be under someone who I feel like I can't trust, someone who's going to steer me the wrong way." And I didn't get an answer right away, so I got despondent, and I got frustrated, and I tried to run from the calling. And then I heard Prophet on the show that I never thought I would hear a man of God be on because it was a secular show. And when he came on, I knew right then that God had sent me my Elijah. And ever since being under his teachings in this ministry, he has truly been a blessing. My gifts have been elevated. I've learned so much. I just can't even, I'm like Mad Denise. I don't even know how to put it into words, my love that I feel for you, because you're truly, genuinely a man of God, someone who not only is trustworthy, but someone that we can genuinely trust. I don't mind sowing in seed to you. I feel happy when I'm able to sow seed. I feel happy when you speak, and I can proudly say, yes, this is the man of God that God has placed me up under himself. I can probably proclaim these things to anybody. And if anyone has anything to say against you, I'm going to stand up for you because I don't want to hear it. You can't put your mouth on this man of God who is truly anointed by God himself. And Pastor London, my daughter, loves you both.
We fight over on the page.
She can't wait till next year. We are already planning for next year, looking at flights. I need to know the name of the hotel or that $25 feed you guys are going to sell, because I'm definitely going to make sure we be there. This time we're flying because I'm not getting lost while driving again.
Amen. Praise God. God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Thank you, Lele. Thank you, Lele.
Thank you.
Now, ma'am, tell me when I can pick up that daughter of yours. And papers. I want papers too. And shut up, Lawrence. It has nothing to do with you.
This is your day, I'm quiet.
That's my gift. That girl is so sweet. Yeah. OMG, was that a buttercup?
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. And now we need go to 630, Pastor London. There's a caller. Pastor Gail is trying to call in. They texting me to tell me she's trying to call in.
Okay, 630. Got you on there. Area code 630.
Hey, man, this is Pastor Gail. How are you?
Oh, good, Pastor Gail.
Hey, man, I've just been so blessed.
for the weekend, Pastor London. It was just great meeting you. God, you know, it was just such a bonding spirit with you and I, and to my pastor. I'm still full off of the weekend, but you know, I just want you to know that as my pastor, I never fail to keep you lifted up in prayer on a daily basis. And I think I call your name at least 5 or 10 times every day.
Lord,
every day that I do call your name and keep you lifted up to the Lord, because I recognize a lot of people don't recognize the importance of a pastor and, you know, what they are to you. And you are the one that watch for my soul. Nobody else can watch on this side of heaven for me except for you, because I believe and I know that God has downloaded my spiritual DNA in you.
Okay.
And I can tell, because there are times when, you know, there are things that are going on, and I, you know, I try not to burden the pastor, but, you know, God will just tell you to reach out at 2 o'clock in the morning and give me a call to see what's going on. And I praise God for you. I praise God for the work, and I praise God for the empowerment and the anointing that has flowed down from you to me. There are a lot of things that I don't understand. There are a lot of things that really scare me, and you know they do. And wherever you are, I try and reach you, and I try and say, what's happening here? Because truly, I'm in a different place than where I was, and I do realize it's the anointing and the covering that I'm under that causes me to be in a different place. And I thank you. There is a shifting for you. You know, you're going bigger places. It's going to be greater things, and the ministry really is growing by leaps and bounds. There are places that you have touched that has not even come in yet, but God is going to bring that fruition. He's going to bring it. He's going to bring that to the manifestation. Shakespeare will be known all over this world.
Oh my God.
Even overseas, they will know your name, because your name is great. Your name is in the wind, and your name is such a peculiar name that it will be retained. And people will begin to pray for you from all over the nation. They will begin to pray for you, because you have been sent by God for such a time as this.
I just
praise God for you. I thank God for the fellowship we had this weekend, also with Pastor London. And I want to tell you, you are one of the greatest pastors that I know. I can't speak for anybody else, but I can speak for Gail. You are one of the greatest pastors that I know on this side of heaven. Keep staying in touch with God's anointed hand and God, and the way that he guides you. Walk according to all that he said. And if you do exactly what he tells you, he will do exactly what he promised you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Gail. Thank you.
Amen. Gail.
Hey,
thank
listen.
God. Thank you, sir.
Some of you just may not know, but some made some awesome sacrifices. And Pastor Gail is one, praise the Lamb of God, that made some awesome sacrifices for our membership, for those that came and what have you. And I just salute you, Pastor Gail, from the depths of my heart. Praise God. You know, those that taught and taught classes and everything, I really, you know, it's my heart. And Jocelyn knows my heart, and others knows my heart. You know, I wasn't expecting a dime from me. I really needed and wanted to reach the budget so that I could sow back into you all's lives for your labor of teaching and what have you. And God is going to be able to make that happen in the future. I know he's going to do it. I know other conferences are able to do it, and we're going to be able to do it, take care of our instructors and what have you. If it was in my power, I would fly you in, have your rooms ready for you, paid for, as well as an honorarium when you go home. because I reverence the anointing and I reverence the study and putting together and planning to sow into other people. And that's an awesome thing. But I just want to tell you, Pastor Gail, you know you're my oldest daughter in the ministry.
Amen.
And Papa love Gail Johnson, and don't let nobody fool you. I don't think nobody can, no way, at this point.
Amen, you're right about that.
Yeah,
you're right.
You're one of the hardest women to fool in the world. So I ain't worried about that.
Amen.
I ain't even worried about that. But I thank God for the love connection that all of us have. And people of God, you are very special to the prophet. I just want you to know this love is good for me. I was laying down. Then I sat up. I stood up. I sat back down. I stood back up. Now I'm rocking.
And now you're trying to take over the show. I'm just trying to give you all this love. We get the love flow. You're trying to take over the show.
Okay, it's your show. Go ahead.
All right. That's right. Let's get this all this love. Thank you, sis. Big sis, I love you so much.
Amen.
I love you so, so much. Love you so much. Love you so much. Area code 773-544.
It's still me. I just keep getting cut off.
Oh, man, you always hiding and coming back. All right. Area code 985-873.
Hi. Good evening to all the men of God. Hello, Prophet. How are you?
Hello. Hello.
This is Natasha. I didn't come
Natasha.
Yes, Natasha.
Amen.
I didn't come to the gathering, but I did receive what you sent by Amanda from the gathering, the oil. And I want to thank you for that.
Bless you.
Yes, and I just want to say, first of all, I want to apologize because when I first got connected and the word that you give me, I didn't receive that. Because at the time, I wasn't trying to hear that, you know. So I apologize for that, but I knew in my spirit already what God was telling me. And, you know, as you, I think it was Thursday or Friday, you know, through the dreams and the visions that God do give me, you know, I saw that. So I just had to, you know, I wasn't going to say nothing. I say, well, I'm going to just, you know. But I just had to first apologize because, you know, sometimes, with the calling, because I know I do have a prophetic calling, and as you say, you know, and I think the woman of God was saying, sometimes you get connected and you're not sure because you don't understand the calling, and people around you, you know, it may sound crazy, look crazy, and don't understand the calling either. So God places people, you know, for times such as this, to where you can. Your calling can be cultivated. So I just wanted to thank you for the oil and just say that, and just apologize and just say, you know, that I love you and I thank God for you and I pray that God just continue to put the prophetic words in your mouth, continue to download the wisdom and the knowledge and the understanding and continue to pour out the fire of the Holy Ghost upon you, that as you speak, that you will, that everything just will continue to come to pass, and that fire will just be ignited so that you will just continue to touch the lives of the people that you come in contact with and continue to walk upon the high places. So I just bless God for you.
I bless you. So
amen. Amen. Bless you, Natasha. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Area code 248-789.
Hi. Prophet. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yeah.
Hi, Prophet and Reverend London, Pastor London.
Hey.
This is Pastor Brown. How are you guys?
Hey, it's nice. How are you doing?
Good. I just have to call in and say I don't call in often, but I just have to call in and thank both you guys, especially you, Prophet, for what you have done in our lives as a family and what you've done in my husband's life. The transformation that I've seen in him is just amazing, and it's pouring over into me. And I'm just so thankful that, you know, we are at this place in our marriage, in our lives. So much has been taken from us just through our sacrifices for what we've done for our daughter. And I just thank you for the prophecies that you just continuously speak over our lives. So I just, you know, words can just can't even explain how much I just want to just say to you. I just can't even put them into words. So we're just thankful. We're basking in God's glory for what he's going to do. I know during the conference, Brent and I were arrested in our room. I don't know what happened, but after morning glory on Friday, we went up to our room and we were just arrested, and all we can do is just fall to our knees and just pray and just ask God to just constantly give us confirmation. And we missed the first session in the class because of that. But when we came down, God brought a word through Pastor, I can't even think of his name right now, I'm sorry, in one of the classes that we took, and he just spoke over our lives, and we're just so thankful for this weekend. It was so much revelation, so much revelation. So just for what you're doing, for your vision, we are with you 100%. We will continue to sow into your ministry because we know it's fruitful. So we just thank you. We love you. We just constantly woke up this morning and fell to our knees and just prayed over you for restoration. So we know that God is elevating you in this ministry to a whole nother level, and we will be a part of it. We will be a part of it. We're just so thankful for that.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And people, yeah. I just want you to know that Stephanie here and our son in the ministry here, Brett Brown, is going to head up our marriage ministry that's being launched on PSM, praise the Lamb of God. We're growing people, and God is enlarging our territory, and we've been praying with them and for them and have shared and talked with them about it. And we're going to burst some new ministry arms from the seams. And God is good. I was just waiting on us to approach this number of 1,000. We're like 24 people short of that. We're right at the door. And that's the number that I saw that when we arrived there, it would be time to start birthing other ministries through this. And it's about to happen. It's about to stop. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, we got some things coming up. Praise the Lamb. This new year, even the, on the page and what have you, that's going to bring new vitalization and what have you, that we're going to go forth with. Well, that's not my show, but let me tell Stephanie something.
I love you too.
Fred can't do nothing about that one. That was a guess he missed out. Hallelujah. Amen. And that was enough for you, Jasmine and Jada. I just want you all were the family at the gathering. And I tell you, just to see you all moving around the gathering together and being together and husband and wife hand in hand just brought joy to my heart. See how God is blessing your lives. And thank you for your salute to me today. Just awesome. You guys are just great. I just love you.
Amen.
Love
you. Amen.
Come out to California.
I love you guys. Stephanie Grant, y'all know I love you.
Wait a minute. This is about me, son. What are you doing?
I know. Hey, I'm sorry. I just want to say.
Remember that you.
Let's keep the love for my Uncle Papa Prophet.
You always try to jump on the love train. Boy, stay over there on the steps.
I'm sorry. I jumped back. Area code 303. You want to give some love to the prophet today?
Hello. It's Chanel.
I knew that sound familiar.
Hey, Nelly Boo.
Hi, I am just calling to express my gratitude, you know, to you, Prophet. I am so grateful to God just for him placing you in my life, for your just anointing, your teaching. I mean, I have grown so much spiritually, and I just wanted to call and say thank you. I am so grateful. And so I just wanted to make sure that I was able to express that to you, because I can't express it to you enough. But I truly love you, and I am just so grateful for everything that you have imparted into my life, and I'm so grateful to be one of your spiritual daughters.
Bless you, bless you, bless you, bless you. And I'm happy that you're one of my spiritual daughters, too. Praise God. And your sacrifice of just pressing your way there to just receive about a good 24 hours of the glow showed me your level of dedication and commitment. I thank you. You and Carolyn, y'all were outstanding. Carolyn left the gathering, flew back to Chicago, went to a service, went home, got back up the next morning, and flew back for luncheon. And then you, in spite of all of the things that went on, you still pressed your way and said, somehow, some way, your determination was like the men who cut the hole in the roof. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get in the presence, and I'm going to get what God has for me. And you did that, and it was accomplished. And we bless you. Thank you so much for your love and your support.
Yeah, man. Oh, man. Yeah, bless you. I love you so much, sis.
Hallelujah. Bless you. Love me, my Janelle Poo. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I love me some Prophet. Yes.
Amen. Area code 248-875.
Hey, Prophet.
Hey.
Hey, Pastor London. This is Ebony.
Hey.
How do you
Ebony.
Know? Yes, sir. I just wanted to call in to show my appreciation and my love. Prophet is one of the most kindest guys I know, and even as being a minister or a pastor or something, his heart is huge, you know. I can sense even your heart when times, you know, he might be acting silly or he's joking, but he's always aware and always in a position to love, and I just want to thank you and just thank even the time I had at the gathering.
Amen.
Bless you so much, Ebony. You have been a blessing to us. I know Jocelyn's voice is all messed up, coughing and hacking and doing everything from the weather change and all of that. But I know if she was on here, she would scream your name. you have been a blessing to us and designing all of our graphic work and doing all of the things that you do, and we pull on you real hard and push and press on you and what have you. And but yet you remain the same, and we thank you, we thank you, we thank you for your love.
Well, it makes it easy to do it when you know you're doing it for someone who's not only anointed, but who's got a big heart and who, you know, this is what he do, not because of any money or anything, just do it because it's his heart. And this was the call on his life. And I just want to thank you for that.
Bless you. Bless you. Bless you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you
back.
Much.
Yeah. Amen. We got thank you so much, Ev. Thank you so much for showing your love. We have Anonymous. I don't know whose number. Anonymous.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Who are we talking with?
My name is Nicole Brown, and I just wanted to say thank you so very much because you gave me my voice back, and God used
Nicole Brown from Canada?
Yes, sir.
Oh, hi, Nicole. Hi, Nicole. Oh, wow. That's awesome. Bless you.
I think it's completely divine. 2 minutes left of this, so I don't have to speak for like 40 minutes. That's pretty amazing. And God is used in ways inexpressible and inexplicable, and I thought I would never, ever speak on the phone again, never. And somehow, how God used you to do that, and I just wanted to thank you. And while I couldn't come this past weekend, please know that I'm cheering for you, and I will do whatever I can so that you all can become exactly who God wants you to be.
All right, praise God. Bless you, Nicole. Nicole has been a supporter ever since she has made contact with us last year. She didn't make it to the gathering, and she sponsored some people, and she did the same thing this year. She's just an outstanding spirit, and I just want to say to her, God bless you tremendously. And whatever growth that has developed since we've connected here at PSM, I want it to continue in you, because I know that you are a miracle in motion, and I know that God is going to use you in your to be a blessing to me.
Amen. Thank you so much, Nicole, for your loving words and for
thank you.
We love you. Thank you. Oh God, our time is running out. Oh, Uncle Sheik, how you feel? You feel all right, sir?
And I
know you do.
I feel awesome. It's an awesome feeling to for so much love. All these callers, people have called in. Pastor Carol has called in, and Lionel and Gail and Ebony and Janelle, and just Nicole. When you're, some of us are on here every day, but these are some special people that's calling in. Margie and all of them just showing the love that they're shown, and then those that have participated, especially in the gathering. Lawrence, if you don't feel good behind this, something wrong with your heart. You need to just go and get it cut out and get a transplant, because the one you have is definitely damaged. So I definitely feel the love from the people and the love from you, son. It's just overwhelming. I just want to just say thank you to everybody for this day. If I ever had an anniversary salute, it happened today, November 12th, 2012, praise the Lamb, right here on this show. And I thank God for each of you. Love all of you. My heart is big enough, and it's expanding for the new members that's coming, so that I have more capacity to love. My heart, I want it to be. I told the Lord to give me a heart like his, to so love the whole world, and I so love each of you. Bless you all.
Amen. God bless you guys. The show is over. I think I see Blossom chiming in. Hi, Blossom.
Hi there. Welcome back.
The show is over.
I know, but as much as I send some love, I'm glad that you're all back safe and sound. But we'll catch up another day.
Bless you.
Have a lovely day to you both.
I had to let you say something, Blossom. We love you.
I know.
Been praying for you. Amen.
And
people,
you
God,
too.
That's a wrap. That's a wrap. We got to go. It's over for us.
Okay.
We
talk to you all later. Bye.
All right, cuz.
Love you all.
Love you.
Love you too, cuz. Bye.
Amen. Love you, love you. Hey, we love you all. And remember, we're excited about your future. And you know, without a shadow of a doubt, what God is doing. He's making us all brand new.
Clouds have rolled away. The sunshine is here to stay.
perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice cause I'm brand new. Days are over.